You're listening to Positive Encouraging Caleb, 88.5 WKHW, Halifax.
The following program is a K-Love Public Affairs presentation. Views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily that of the host, staff, or management. Content may not be suitable for young children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues. Here's Peter Kay.
I'm joined this evening by Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and founding CEO of Real Alternatives, a first-of-its-kind alternative program for women experiencing unplanned pregnancies. First of all, Kevin, good evening and welcome to Closer Look.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter.
Kevin, what questions do you feel are running through the mind of a woman who's experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, and how does Real Alternatives help address them?
Well, in the 1980s, after terminations in the country were going up tremendously, the pro-life movement surveyed women who had terminated their pregnancy, and they wanted to know what was in the mind. So we actually have an answer. Dr. Reardon from the Elliott Institute had surveyed a couple hundred women who had terminated their pregnancy. The one thing women were saying in that survey was that if one person would have helped them, they wouldn't have terminated their pregnancy. So Peter, think about this. They couldn't find a boyfriend. They couldn't find a mom and dad. They couldn't find, you know, a favorite Aunt Mary. They couldn't find a friend. These women were alone. And 87% of them answered that question that way. So 87% of women who had terminated their pregnancy said if one person would have helped them, they wouldn't have terminated the pregnancy. And what Real Alternatives' mission is to provide that one person to empower her so she doesn't have to choose terminating her baby.
What motivated you to found Real Alternatives?
I actually answered an ad in a newspaper. I just graduated from law school, and I had always viewed my whole quest in life is to serve others. You know, we all have those type of vocations. I had been in the military. I had worked in Washington, D.C. in the Pentagon. And my wife and I, newly married, I went to law school to serve others. I could tell that having a law degree would empower me to help other people. I had always been raised pro-life. I was raised by Frank and Ellen Bagata from Stony Brook, Long Island. And my dad is a World War II disabled war veteran, and my mom had polio during the polio epidemic, and she was also disabled. So we knew early on, growing up, my three brothers, Frank, John, and Daniel, as well as myself, that everybody's worth something. Everybody's worth something. And it doesn't matter whether you're handicapped. It doesn't matter whether you're poor. My Irish and Italian ancestors came to this country as immigrants, and they were poor. It doesn't matter. You're all worth something. And of course, from a religious perspective, we were all seen as children from God. So there was value to life. So we were a very pro-life family and raised such because of clearly my parents understood what had just happened in World War II. People may not know that, you know, way before Hitler arrived on the scene in Germany, World War I veterans had all been euthanized by the German medical establishment. It was this concept, there is life not worthy to be lived. So my dad, who was in World War II, and my mom having polio, you know, that whole generation, which we refer to now as the greatest generation, they instilled in my brothers and I this value of life. We're all worth something. And I think that always drove me to hopefully and through prayer to find a job where I could help other people. And clearly, this job, going on my 18th year, I've always viewed it as a privilege and a gift that I have it. And we've helped over 211,000 women so far, so they don't have to terminate their baby. So that's sort of what drives me and continues to drive me.
Kevin, take me through the lifespan of Real Alternatives from its inception to its current funding of 96 pregnancy support centers, social service agencies, maternity homes, adoption agencies, all throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The vision of it predates me. It started under the Governor Robert Casey administration in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, which is the National Right to Life Affiliate in Pennsylvania, as well as the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference of Bishops, lobbied for funding to fund pregnancy centers and social service agencies and maternity homes. The folks at that time in 1994-95, they wanted to see if there was a way we could use taxpayer dollars to actually promote life, because unfortunately in many states we use taxpayer dollars to terminate and to provide funds to organizations that do terminate. This was revolutionary at the time, the idea that funds would be used for life-affirming services only. Governor Casey, the Casey administration, placed the budget line in 1995, and once it was placed in a budget line, there was a program to be administered by the Department of Public Welfare, and I was very blessed to be hired out of law school based on, like I said, some Washington experience, and I have an MBA to start the program that they envisioned. So it certainly predates me. Very brave women, courageous women, loving women who worked with the Casey administration to create this program, and it's the first of its kind in the nation.
Thanks for listening in Port Matilda, Halifax, Confluence, and across our great state of Pennsylvania this evening. This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. My special guest is Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and founding CEO of Real Alternatives. They have offices and centers throughout Pennsylvania. To find out more, realalternatives.org. And the phone number is 1-888-LIFE-AID. You can also follow them on Twitter or friend them on Facebook. Kevin, give me an idea what types of alternatives to termination does Real Alternatives offer women?
Well, certainly when a young woman comes to us thinking she's pregnant, she's alone and scared. Okay. What we're talking about is, number one, we promote childbirth. So the first alternative to termination is carrying your baby. And obviously, you can parent after the birth of your baby. And then, of course, if that is not what you're called to do at this time, there's plenty of loving families that could parent for you after you place that baby for adoption. So I would say, I've always said that parenting is the alternative to terminating, and adoption is the alternative to parenting. But both of them, of course, are life-affirming actions that the woman in the unexpected pregnancy can choose.
Give me an idea, what does that first point of contact with Real Alternatives look like?
I would say a lot of times it's just knocking on the door, you know, especially the young girls. They know in the community where the pregnancy center is, where the social service agency is, or even where the maternity home is. I would think primarily it's a knock on the door. They think they're pregnant, and they want to have a pregnancy test kit that's provided by our service providers for free. And that's probably the first entree into, I think I'm pregnant, I'm not sure. Well, now that I am, now what? And that's when our counselors can certainly help. I would say secondarily, as you mentioned earlier in the show, 1-888-LIFE-AID. That's our toll-free referral system. Our hotline system, and women know they're pregnant already, and they've seen our advertising, and they want to see what kind of help is there. So we get many calls on our hotline asking for support and service. And what we do, by the way, on that hotline is we'll ask the caller what her zip code is, and we'll do some initial crisis intervention to sort of size up what the needs of the woman are immediately. And then based on that zip code, we can then find which one of our 93 or 95 plus centers within the state of Pennsylvania is closest to her. And we'll actually patch that call in so she can talk to a counselor who we hope, of course, she'll be talking to in the afternoon or the next day after the initial phone call.
Kevin, what do you feel is the single most important service that is offered through Real Alternatives?
We have over 500 counselors in these 95 centers throughout the state who are there to help women. So the greatest thing we offer a woman is another person to help her. And if anything, I would ask your listeners to just realize that an alternative to terminating is a person who will walk with the woman in the unexpected pregnancy from the moment of conception through 12 months after birth. We can be with her for 21 months. And there's some beautiful stories that happen there. I can't tell you how many times our clients have told our counselors, I've never been loved like this before. Nobody's ever cared about me like this before. Why do you do this? It's really beautiful. I tell people, you know, this is really a program of love. Our counselors love these girls as if they're their own daughters. It really is a beautiful program to even be associated with, and it's counselors would be our primary or best thing that we can offer a woman who's considering terminating her child, because she won't be alone and she'll be with somebody who's compassionate, caring, and loving.
You're listening to Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. He is Kevin Bagata, President and Founding CEO of Real Alternatives. Kevin, what are various ways that I can get a hold of Real Alternatives if I live in Portage or Johnstown, Nantyglow, Greenville, anywhere in Pennsylvania?
The fastest way is to dial 1-888-LIFE-AID. And one of our counselors at Real Alternatives will do some initial crisis intervention, find out where you live, what zip code. We have a database. We put that zip code in, and we can find which one of our centers is closest. We have a center within 45 minutes of every woman in Pennsylvania, so it certainly isn't too long of a drive. And if there is problems, we can certainly send a counselor out to help somebody in a rural community that doesn't have public transportation or things of that sort. But once we connect you to your center and your counselor, that's when the magic happens. That's when you will develop a relationship with somebody who is there to help you, whether you choose to parent your child after pregnancy, or whether you choose to place your baby for adoption into the arms of a loving family. That counselor is very crucial in the support structure. The other way, Yellow Page ads, believe it or not, or yellowpage.com. You can put in and Google or search for pregnancy centers, pregnancy support centers, or alternatives to terminating centers. That's how they're listed. And usually one of our centers come up.
Without mentioning names, obviously, share a positive story or two of a Pennsylvania woman experiencing an unplanned pregnancy who was really positively impacted by her experience with Real Alternatives.
I actually can think of two. One has to do, as you can imagine, these centers, these are funded with state dollars. We inspect those centers to make sure that the women coming into them are receiving the best services possible. And in one of my site monitorings, we refer to it as, I was walking at through a maternity home doing inspections, and as I stopped through this door, it was interesting. It was a former convent where nuns and sisters had lived, and they converted it into a maternity home. And it's beautiful, a door frame, wooden door frame. And I looked through this wooden door frame, and I saw this 19-year-old girl taking a typing class, a self-taught typing class. And at her foot was this beautiful bassinet with this baby all bundled up as she was learning how to type. And as you can see, if your audience could just picture this sight through this beautiful framed door, it just shocked me. I said, now that's an alternative. That's an alternative to terminating a baby. Here this woman was in a crisis pregnancy. She's now in this home with there was warmth, counselors who love her, other women going through what she's going through, and she's had her baby, and now she's trying to better herself, to prepare herself for a job or school. The crisis was a temporary thing in her life because of the people in the program at that maternity home who loved her through the crisis. And I said, that's an alternative. And I've never forgotten that picture. It was so early on in the program, about 18 years ago. I always tell that story because that's a story of hope, all framed in a door, beautifully framed door. Another story that I think will give an example of for your listeners as to what goes on in our centers was when this married woman and her husband came in for a pregnancy test kit. The test was positive, and the counselor brought her to a private room for confidential counseling, and her husband was still in the waiting room. The woman mentioned that she didn't want to terminate her baby, but she thought her husband wanted her to, and she would have to terminate her baby. And the counselor talked to the woman, and then after a while, she then excused herself and asked her husband if she could talk to her, the counselor and the husband, in a separate room, of course, and asked what was his feelings about this impending pregnancy with the wife, and he mentioned that he did not want to terminate the baby, but thought she wanted to terminate the baby. And I guess in his mind, he was going to have to do what she wanted because she was pregnant. And so the counselor grinned and then brought them both together and explained what just happened. And what clearly happened afterwards is you have this couple who, just because of miscommunication in a crisis, thought each other wanted the other to terminate the baby, and that was not the case. So here you have this baby who is now going to be loved by an older brother and sister and two parents who always laugh when they see her, because, you know, this is about love, and they were misunderstanding what was going on. So those things like that happen, where you're just facilitating communication among loved ones. We see that with teenage girls and moms. The mom comes in saying, well, she's going to have to terminate, and then sees a life-size replica of the baby at the appropriate gestational age, and she can't believe that's what the baby's development is at that time. People don't even today understand fetal development and how alive that baby is in their daughter's body, and so they change their minds. So there's a lot of beautiful things that happen, but Peter, you know, people still come in and they'll still decide that they want to terminate. And that's certainly something that does happen. But our counselors are there to say, look, you know, if you have any trouble afterwards, please come and see us. And as you know, there is some post-traumatic stress associated with terminating pregnancy. And a lot of women come back in because they establish that love relationship with the counselor. And now the counselor's there helping the woman through her grief process.
Kevin, what is a common misconception that you come across regarding real alternatives and what's done there?
I would say, you know, the first one, I guess, would be, there's a couple. I would say the two predominant is the first one being that somehow we provide medical services, and that's not what the program's intended to do. So we're a counseling services. We're actually no different than domestic violence and rape crisis. In fact, we follow the same sort of history, Peter. In the state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we citizens can be very proud. We're sort of cutting edge with the other 49 states. Both rape crisis and domestic violence were private programs of nonprofits, of citizens, neighborhoods, community agencies, creating themselves to help women in a unique situation, situations where women are uniquely vulnerable, both in domestic violence and rape crisis situations. And so finally, the alternatives to terminating program that we've started is the same type of thing, where you have women uniquely experiencing a crisis, this being an unplanned or unexpected pregnancy. And so community agencies were formed to help these women. Now, what the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has done in all three of these programs is look around and see the good that's happening with these community agencies throughout the state. And we're saying, look, let's fund them so you can grow and serve more women in unique crisis situations, whether it be domestic violence, rape crisis, or an unexpected pregnancy. I've been able to travel throughout the country because there's demand for in other states for them to do what we do in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I'm always proud to say I'm from Pennsylvania because we're sort of cutting edge when it comes to helping vulnerable citizens, especially women. We really have a way, our government, our administrations, both Republican and Democrat, really reach out to help women in vulnerable situations.
This is Closer Look. I'm Peter Kay. He's Kevin Bagata, president and founding CEO of Real Alternatives, with offices and centers throughout Pennsylvania. You can find out more at realalternatives.org. That phone number, 888-LIFE-AID. And you can also follow them on Twitter or friend them on Facebook. Kevin, take a moment and talk directly to the woman who knows or thinks, perhaps, that she might be pregnant and is anxious or simply scared.
I would say to her, number one, you're not alone. There is this program that exists to specifically help women who have been in your situation, an unexpected pregnancy, where you're possibly by yourself. In fact, this program has helped 211,000 women at over a million visits to support people just like what you're going through. that you're not alone and that there are people who care about you. Though you may be abandoned by loved ones or people you thought who loved you, there are people in this world, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, women who will be there with you from the moment of conception through 12 months after the birth of your baby, so you can be empowered, so you can be empowered to choose life. And the way to get started is to dial 1-888-LIFE-8, and you'll meet these people who will love you like their own daughter.
Kevin, thanks for joining us this evening on Closer Look and telling us more about Real Alternatives. Final thoughts before we have to run.
No, Peter, thanks so much. The idea is to get the word out. If your listeners aren't in a crisis pregnancy, if you could just let them know, if we could all remember 1-888-LIFE-8, the more people know about the program, the more we have the opportunity to help women in unexpected pregnancies, and let them know they're not alone, that the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania care enough about them so they don't have to terminate their baby.
For more information on Real Alternatives, email us at closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.